the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and Facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio.
Reasons on rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. No!
Sitting here alone, sitting on a curbstone, not knowing exactly what to do. Sitting here alone, sitting on a curbstone, was getting lonely without you. You were always treated right. Could you remember any night when you came home and I wasn't there? Huh? You're staring, baby, am I so strange? You saw before, you've never changed, but I don't need you anymore.
Welcome back, fans of great 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 303. We got underway with a band from Miami, Florida, active from 65 to 67, hugely influenced by the Yardbirds, the Who, the Pretty Things, and the Small Faces, recorded several songs, eventually signed to Capitol Records, and then promptly broke up. They are called Evil. Picture and information about them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. They had a bunch of songs unreleased that had been recorded in 1966, subsequently released on various music labels, taken from acetates. That was one of those songs, From a Curbstone, Miami's Evil.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Here's a band from Orange County, California. They're called The Spats. This recorded in June 66, released on ABC Records as a 7-inch 45. Their fifth single, She Done Moved.
Dancing like a fool.
isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Get this feeling, all right? It's very easy. All you gotta do is follow me. I want you to clap your hands. And those of you who don't feel like clapping your hands, I want you to tap your feet, snap your fingers, shake your shoulders, or whatever else you want to shake. But I want you to help me get that feeling. All right? I think I got that feeling that makes you want to dance. You come on over here now, baby, 'cause we're gonna take a chance. Oh. I know you got that feeling. I know you're gonna feel all right. Yeah. And you can dance when you wanna now, all day and all night. So I want you to help me, baby. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me, baby. You know, she's looking so fine. She dances like an angel now. She really moves all the time. You know, she helps me get that good, good feeling whenever she's around. She can do the jerk now better than anybody else in town. So come on over here now, baby. I want you to help me. Help me, baby. Help me. Help me feel it now. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me, all right.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Three obscure garage rock tracks there. The Spats out of Orange County with She Done Moved made an appearance on the Where the Action Is comp on Rhino Records. Then we had The Blokes out of Michigan. There was a November 1967 45 called All American Girl. And then thirdly in the set, video of this one up on our Facebook page, Ray Brown and the Whispers, hugely successful Australian band, together 64 to 67. Singer Ray Brown then had somewhat successful solo career. Now, as Ray Brown and the Whispers, they had 4 albums, 7 hit singles and 8 EPs, so a prominent Australian band. Really interesting track called Help Me Part 1, and so very obviously a reinterpretation of them's Gloria. Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay, a record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60s Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop. Here's one from one of those bedrock garage rock bands, the Count Five from San Jose, California. Here's their cover of Out in the Street.
Publicity lately, for one reason or another, about the attitudes of the younger generation, almost as if they are a race apart, and it appears that some of them would like to be.
When's it coming?
with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 303. Don't forget, back episodes available across the web. All good podcasting platforms carry Retrospect, but I'd steer you towards Apple Podcasts, previously known as the iTunes Store, where you can subscribe, rate the episodes, and also leave a review. Now we had Count Five top of the set with Out in the Street. Then Donnie and the Mod Men out of Sulphur Springs, Texas. Track called Get Out of My Room, Intruder. Very obscure track. Then New Zealand's Larry's Rebels, formed Ponsonby, Auckland, New Zealand, 1964. Fronted by Larry Morris, their cover of English band The Creation's Painter Man, and then finally The Actioneers out of Houston, recorded for Shane Records in Pasadena, Texas in late 1965. The Actioneers with No One Wants Me. That one's lifted from that brilliant comp 60s Rebellion. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah. Well, here's a cover of a track by Los Angeles band Love, actually taken off an acetate and comped on the album She Was So Bad, unissued 60s garage acetates on Norton Records. The band is called Hollow Steps. This is My Flash on You.
I don't want to be in your company. No, baby, I don't need for you to take care of me. Well, let me alone, let me alone, let me alone, can't you let me be? All I want in this world is to say I'm a man free. People talk about the way I look. I think I always said I got a nerve to write a book. But don't they know, don't they know, don't they know it's a waste of breath? Cause I don't wanna be like them, all I want is to be myself. Give me a play one time. Don't try to force your mother's heart my way. Baby, I quiz my soul and I say that's the way I'm gonna stay. Well, you can put me down all around on the ground any way you choose. Well, get your kicks, put your kicks, this time I know you won't move. Let me play one more time, Freddy.
Better man than I.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Back to Retrospect. Top of the set, we had the Hollow Steps acetate cover of Love's My Flash on You. Then we had a band called The Cynics, 45 from 1966, another cover, and we've had so many on Retrospect, of the Yardbirds' quite brilliant Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. That was the A side of their 66 45. The B side, another great blues track, Train Kept a Rolling. Lifted that track from the 60s Archives Texas Punk compilation. And then thirdly in the set, another band out of Florida, this time from Lakeland, Florida, released on Paris Tower Records 1967. The band's called the Jackson Investment Company, track called What Can I Say, although on the record it was printed as What Can I Do. So Jackson Investment Company, What Can I Say, really interesting track and very obviously based on the riff from Hey Joe. Stay tuned, Global Garage is coming up next.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Time for some great 60s global garage now. Getting it underway with a French-Canadian track from a band called Les Belles Airs out of Quebec. Had a number of albums from 67 through to 1970. This one's called Les Dégonflés.
Policier, fait ramasser par ces maudits policiers.
Hey Phil, it's Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
People try. cold. I hope I die before I get
talking about my generation.
That is our Global Garage set for Retrospect episode 303. Les Belairs out of Canada, top of the set. Then, very cool track. Video of this one up on our Facebook page. Very hard to get any information out of it, except that it is an extremely rare 45 out of France, 1967. The singer is Isabelle. The track, Amstramgram. Very, very cool slice of 60s French beat music. Then from Italy on Radio Records, the band is called The Geordies. In April 1966, 45, the A-side was called Shavada. We took the B-side, the Geordies, out of Italy with their cover of The Who's My Generation. And then finally in the set, another French-Canadian track from Les Sultans, a May 66 release on Teledisc Records, a 45. We took the A-side from Les Sultans, Tout Est Impossible, cover of I Can Only Give You Everything. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
I'm going to squeeze in one more Global Garage track. You can certainly argue this one is not garage rock or garage punk, but it's a really interesting cover from Japanese band The Mops. Now, usually we play tracks from their really wonderful album, Psychedelic Sounds in Japan. This one is from a later LP, but I'm actually not sure which. Psychedelic Sounds in Japan was 1968. Then they had Rock and Roll 70 in 1970, Ijanaika in 1971, 1972, an album which I can't read because it's in Japanese script. Then The Mops and 16 Friends in 72, and another one called Exit in 74. I don't think any of them stand up to the brilliance of psychedelic sounds in Japan. I'm going to take a guess. This one is from Rock and Roll 70, though. This is Japan's The Mops with their interpretation of House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in the audience. They call the lights and say it's been the ruin of many a poor boy and girl. I'm no, I'm one.
This Japanese band The Mops bringing us to the end of this week's retrospect. Don't forget those back episodes are available. Don't forget, if you're listening and you haven't liked us on Facebook, please do so. Your feedback is always appreciated. There's a bunch of information up every week about stuff coming up in the episode, and then once the show has aired here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, the podcast is made available with the full track listings as well. So I'm going to see you out with a track, a little bit more global garage actually. This one from South Africa off a tiny label called Brigadier's Records. The band is called The Hippies. This was released in 1968. It is called Soul Fiction. Seeing Out Retrospect episode 303. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.